The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for over two decades now. We've seen some amazing players take the ice and some here only long enough to get a cup of coffee. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. The stars, the flukes, the traded and the retired, every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Darius Kasparaitis.
The early 90s was the Wild West of hockey, the WWE of NHL officiating, and the heyday of Rock'em Sock'em hockey. Concussions were still a thing you shook off, and enforcers trolled the ice like a shark in a kiddie pool, just waiting to exact justice according to the unwritten code. It was a different time, a different cast of characters, and a different brand of NHL hockey altogether. Among that madness was a generously listed 5'11", 210-pound Russian who struck fear in any player crossing the blue line, and if he caught you with your head down, you might be waking up in the locker room. He played with an edge that blurred the lines of tough-nosed hockey and just plain dirty. He'd knock you on your ass and then trip you as he got up. He was the definition of a player you hate with a passion unless he's on your team, and even then he's likely to play with that same edge in practice. This was exactly what the Avalanche were looking for when they acquired Darius Kasparaitis in 2001-2002, the man they called Kasper. Kasparaitis started his professional hockey career like all Russians of the day with a stint in the KHL, playing for the Dynamo, and eventually making his way to the NHL to play 5 years with the New York Islanders as a first-round, fifth overall draft pick. He'd move on from the Islanders to play 6 years after that with the Pittsburgh Penguins before a short stint with the Colorado Avalanche at the trade deadline in exchange for Rick Barry and Ville Niemelä. The deal in large part was part of a plan by Kasparaitis and his agent to take advantage of the CBA loophole that would allow him to become a classified free agent at the end of the season to the highest bidder after just 1 year of his 2-year deal with the Colorado Avalanche. He played 11 games in the regular season before playing 21 games in the 2001-2002 playoffs. The Avs played 3 7-game series only to be defeated by the Detroit Red Wings in the semifinals with a forgettable 7-0 loss, which would be the last game that Kasparaitis played in an Avalanche jersey. Colorado was never a long-term destination for Kasper, who was making less than the league average $1.6 million for an NHL player, and looking for a sunset deal that would likely pay him triple that in free agency. He eventually landed with the New York Rangers, and according to reports, it was at the insistence of Eric Lindros, who was on the receiving end of a highlight reel hit from Kasparaitis while playing with the Flyers, a hit that started all of his concussion issues. Just more proof that it's better to have a guy like Kasper on your team and not playing against him. Darius Kasparaitis would play 4 more years in the NHL, with a lockout year spent back in Russia before heading back to Russia again, and then off to the LTA where he would end nearly 2 decades of wrecking ball hockey. But for 33 glorious games, he was a Colorado Avalanche. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, avsfam.com. Awesome hockey shirts for awesome hockey people. Stay awesome.